game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's March 29, 2017. That means it's finals week, Slim. Woo!
I'm just glad I made it here with somebody.
Yeah, how many teams do you have in the finals?
Just one.
Yeah, me too. I had a disappointing semifinals week. I had one matchup I thought I was going to for sure win, but thanks Jimmy Butler for turning into one of the league's best point guards all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, the JB versus Slim League, I had a chance. I was down 9-0 on, like, Thursday, and I had a shot on Sunday, but didn't quite come through.
Yeah, I lost assists by, like, something in the single digits. And Jimmy Butler puts up three straight dime bags in, like, a 40-plus assist week. My REL team got slaughtered, which I kind of saw that coming. Especially, so Monday started with OKC getting blown out and Westbrook et al. Not playing in the fourth quarter. And then my Tuesday was terrible. So I knew it was going to happen. It was, yeah.
Yeah, five-game week out of how many Clippers did he have? Three?
He had Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan. So the best two, well, minus Blake Griffin, but two of the best two. Two of the best three. And Maurice Spates, who had a big game in the middle of that,
yeah.
Too. So that was frustrating, but you know, I had a good year. I think I had the best regular season of any teams that's I had a better regular season than anyone in the RCLs record wise.
I saw the number one RCL team went down in the semis.
Yep, the number one RCL team in our JB versus Slim went down. A lot of crazy stuff happening in the semis, a lot of injuries. A lot of stuff happening. The weird schedule week for the Clippers, I'm sure, threw a lot. But you know what, Slim? We're here for the finals. We are unbeatable. We will always stand.
Yeah, as long as I can live vicariously through the commenters, then yeah, I get to win every year.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not surrender. We will never give up. Because today we celebrate our Independence Day. My voice kind of sounded like Bill Pullman.
Yeah, you didn't jump in. You got to jump in. Just let it go.
Oh, man. So we're in the finals week. Only going to do one podcast this week. We'll do one podcast again next week. And then one or two to finish up the season, obviously. Especially to help you Roto guys out. But we're usually focused on head-to-head. I know people like both. Do you play? You don't play in any Roto basketball leagues, do you?
No, the Roto Baseball League last year was my first Roto ever.
Really? Because I know you play baseball. I thought some of those were Rotos. Those were head-to-heads?
Yeah, always.
I'm a Roto guy for baseball.
There being like only two teams that can possibly win for like the last 2 months of the year.
You voiced your displeasure with that. And I mean, it's worse in keepers, like the REL for baseball. But
yeah, I mean, In a head-to-head format, you have 8, 9, 10 guys maybe even playing until the last week of the year.
True. I mean, that is fun of it, but I think it works in basketball because your players are kind of locked in their roles. Yeah, you mess around with schedules, and I mean, the team I lost to in REL just had a flat-out deeper roster. They even all games equal, they would have had a lot more minutes. But in baseball, it's just there's just too much variance week to week and head to head.
Yeah, you can't really abuse the schedules because everyone plays either 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, there's that, and I mean, you know,
there's a lot more randomness week to week for a baseball player. Basketball, yeah. You start adding it up, and those weeks aren't that different.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like basketball head to head. And we're not even going to throw football in this because fantasy football's stupid. Sorry, Jay.
I played my last fantasy football league more than a year ago.
Well, you co-manage a team, but your brother does most of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know who some of the players are.
Oh, man. The Raiders move into Las Vegas. You got Tony Romo losing a job. There's just everything's changing in football.
Dolphins will still lose, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, this went in a weird direction. I did not expect the intro.
I mean, we can start talking some tennis or something. covered just about every other sport.
Yeah, that's true. You want to play in a fantasy fishing league with me? I mean, it's getting nicer out there.
You're talking about some freshwater bass, right?
I don't know. I just know that fantasy fishing's a thing. I've seen it on ESPN and I've played it before.
A thing.
All right, back to that squad. On today's show, we're going to recap the hectic weekend, including a franchise historic outing slim, and not only because a starting lineup was really young, which we talked about before, but crazy, crazy game. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, which I haven't even picked the players yet, so maybe I'm the stupid one for saying we're still doing it. And then we're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to call Devin Booker the NBA scoring leader of 2017-18?
I think not.
You getting clowned in the background?
Sorry. Yeah, I guess. Well, you know.
Yeah, it's the end of the season. It's time to get goofy with it. So Devin Booker scores 70 points. Does he go in the top 50 next year?
He probably will, and it won't be on any of my teams.
Okay. Next year, Booker or DeRozan? No, that's not even that close. You're definitely taking DeRozan, right?
Is DeRozan top 50 still?
I don't know. The fact is... I mean, his percents are better.
Yeah, I'll take Gordon Hayward.
That wasn't the question. You can't take Gary Harris either. Tell everyone what you put in the comments today about Gary Harris.
Well, that I dropped him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, dropped him this morning. Only has two games left, Friday and Sunday. I got full schedules. Yeah. Clippers play odd days. They play Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Yeah, just digging for games, that's all. That's all that matters now.
Yeah, well, you might be digging for Devin Booker, too. Well, by the time you listen to this, he might have gotten sat last night. We still don't have for sure news on that. But yeah,
he was coming off an ankle, too, right? He's only played a game or two.
Yeah, did you see what Jay Crowder said about the 70-point game, though?
No, I didn't see what he said.
So they did a Wilt Chamberlain picture with him holding a 70 on a piece of paper, the Suns did. And on Instagram, okay. Jay Crowder was like, I've never seen anyone so excited about a loss.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
How much did Crowder actually guard him?
I don't think too much. Marcus Smart guarded him towards the end. But I put a GIF up, and like Devin Booker, like Marcus Smart, if he really wanted to hack him or try to block him, could have. He just completely stepped to the side and let him have a layup because they were down 25.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's a glorified all-star game without all-stars.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what the game turned into. It was pretty bad. Sorry, I'm picking my Can We Make Slim Look Stupid while you're talking there. Mirotić is ending strong. Any chance you're going to draft Mirotić next year, or is it too much of a headache?
Well, there's going to be some turnover there. We don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're losing.
I'm pretty sure Mirotić is restricted free agent, so I don't think we can really make a call either way right now. I mean, will Brooklyn pay him? That's the question.
Oh, man.
They offered Moody a pretty good-sized chunk of money. Why not give that to Mirotić?
Man, if Coach Asshat is still there in Brooklyn, Mirotić would fit that style so well. Take nothing but threes the whole time.
Yeah. And his usage will be, 35 or so. It'll be top in the league.
Oh,
he'll only play 25 minutes a game, but yeah,
that'll be
frustrating.
Good. Would you rather draft Mirotić next year or, I was going to say like Rudy Gay. That's a weird question. Yeah, there's no way we'll know with Gay. Mirotić next year or, we don't know the team. These questions are so hard. It's the end of the year. You can't do rest of season ones anymore either.
No. Every player versus player you got comes down to schedule.
Here's a good one. Are we drafting Elfrid Payton in the same range next year? That 50 to 60
range? I think so. And I think he'll be there too.
Yeah, he probably will. He's ending the year really strong again. I know he had his issues earlier in the season. But man, he really turned around his field goal percentage up to 47% this year. It was 43.6% last year. Free throw percentage.
It wasn't that long ago. You couldn't give him away in a 12-team.
Oh, I know. I mean, that probably happened at points this year too. But free throw percentage up 10 percentage points. Scoring's up a tiny bit. Rebounds up. The turnovers down. I mean,
right, and lately it's been especially good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had that run where he was getting triple doubles or flirting with it almost every night. Last game, 22-1-9.
He lost his starting job to C.J. Watson.
That'll wake you up.
I don't think C.J. Watson could take my job.
I don't think you are really good at golf. Is C.J. Watson good at golf?
That's a question you're just going to have to ask him.
All right, Slim, the playoffs are right around the corner. A lot of people getting excited for their teams making the postseason. I've got a couple commenters and someone on Twitter talking about how they're Blazers fans. They're probably looking at some Blazers tickets for making the playoffs, shockingly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fun fight for number 8 seed all the way to the end.
Yeah, Blazers hosting the Warriors. I mean, I bet fans would love to go to that game just to maybe be there for a win.
Sure. I would.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to get tickets, obviously our good friends at SeatGeek is the way to go. They've got the most seamless, easy, user-friendly app to check out. If you haven't downloaded it yet this year, I don't know what you're waiting. I can't even get through the sentence. I'm too excited to be sure everyone's got their SeatGeek apps. It's awesome to use. They've got venue maps right on there. The tickets are given a grade based on value. You can see them all in green, yellow, reds. Greens are obviously your best bang for your buck tickets. So check them out now. Obviously, we have had a promo going all year. I hope you've used it because it's not going to last forever. To get a $20 free rebate off your first ticket. If you haven't used that yet, you get 20 free bucks. So just use it before the end of the year. You get $23 in your pocket. All you got to do is download the app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZMBA, RAZZMBA, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZMBA today. All right, Slim, I want you to tell me about an NBA player because I know nothing about him, and he's actually fantasy relevant somehow. His name is Sean Long.
Yeah, I could not tell you what college he went to.
It's funny because if you say his name fast, it's like he's a one word player. Sean Long.
All right. Could be a Street Fighter character too. But
Hayuken,
Louisiana, huh? Okay.
Yeah, good Cajun. Gotta catch some gator.
Wow, that was pretty good actually.
Swamp People is my jam. For like 5 episodes, and then I got tired of it.
All right, I didn't know you. You tried the voice though.
Okay, go get down, catch him, get him.
You know, get him. All right, not bad.
Sean Long, 13.6 rebounds against OKC on March 22nd. Last two games, 18-7-1 with 2 steals, and then 15-10-1 with another steal. Playing time's gone up, 15 minutes, 19 minutes, 23 minutes. Is there any way he will be fantasy relevant through the finals?
Who's that come down to? Okafor?
Yeah, his knee is still doing something. He said something publicly that they're being too cautious or something. I don't know. It's a mess. I didn't really read much more on that.
You know, I don't see any reason why Philly shouldn't.
Yeah.
Might as well see what they've got. They know what they have in Okafor.
Yeah, which is a guy who hates playing for Philly and will get in street fights with people.
Wow, Long's actually attempting some threes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember looking at his D-League stats at one point. He didn't shoot a ton of threes, but he would take them every once in a while.
It's interesting.
Yeah, if he gets minutes again tonight, or I should say last night, Okafor is already ruled out. Would you consider streaming Sean Long?
It crossed my mind, but I don't know. There's so many good options out there. There just seems like some risk.
Right.
But I like the matchups, you know. Brooklyn last night, if you did, and Cleveland on the 31st. They don't do too good against big men.
Yeah, and they're probably bitching people.
It's always possible.
Yeah.
Against Philly? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Who are you drafting first next year, Schroeder or Elfrid?
Schroeder or Elfrid? I imagine it's going to be Schroeder.
Yeah.
I mean, Elfrid didn't really come back with the steals, right?
No, they're actually down. I think it was 1.1. I went away from this page. And Elfrid's at 0.9. Not that far off from making one a game.
Yeah, I feel a little better about Schroeder.
Yeah, the assists are way too... Or the turnovers way too high. He had a 10-turnover game. I mean, he had a huge turnover week. 17 turnovers his last three games.
Yeah, that 10-turnover game was not pretty.
Yeah, but I mean, those last two games have been great. 28-7-7 with a steal and a block. 24-3-8 with another two steals. Hit 5 threes in those games. What's his field goal percentage?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's playing it without a lot of guys right now.
Yeah, but
he's probably taking too many shots. Like, I'm not seeing too many games here shooting 50% or better.
He's shooting 45% on the year, though, which isn't awful.
No, but lately it's been too many.
Yeah. How about our boy Taurean Prince? Remember I mentioned him as a streamer at the end of last week, and he put up a good game on Brooklyn. I know you like Prince, too.
Yeah, I had a debate between streaming him or Josh Richardson. I felt a little more secure with Richardson.
Yeah, how's he playing lately? Because I've seen him in a couple comments, and I always forget to look up his numbers.
Well, his defense is always there, but yeah, if his first three doesn't fall, then he's not aggressive the rest of the game.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, no, it's it needs to be better. It's not. Maybe it will. I don't know. He's definitely healthy. I mean, he looks good.
He's getting a boatload of minutes. 33, 36, 35, 37, last four.
Yeah, the only issue here is he's not taking enough shots.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, double digits the last three games. It's not a ton.
I mean, he's not a rebounder, but the assists have been decent. Really, what you're going for is the out-of-position blocks.
Yeah, 5 blocks the last three games. It's been nice. All the way up to... 9 blocks the last 5 games. Almost 2 a game. That's really good.
Yeah, and that coincides with Waiters going down, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true. Man, the Waiters thing looked awful. That's almost exactly what happened to me when I hurt my ankle. I'm playing basketball for the first time today.
First time in how long?
Since I got my cankle, which was right before my spring training trip, early March. I was on the shelf for a good 3 weeks, but I'm ready to come back.
Well, what did you practice? You sitting in a wheelchair taking jump shots?
No, I didn't do any practice. I practiced in your friend's backyard. We played a little.
Right. Played a game of horse.
Yeah, we played a little knockout. Your buddy and his flip-flops. It was a good time.
It was way too dark. Yeah,
it was dark and hard to see.
I can't believe no one fell. And like, yeah, I cannot believe everyone came out of that healthy.
There were adult beverages involved. So yeah, I thought Carmelo Anthony was about to get shut down. Turns out he played on Monday night, so no more Kuzminskis.
I guess not.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking to stream Kuzi Mints.
Koozie Mints, huh?
Yeah, that's that's my name for him. Mind Games Koozie Mints.
Okay. It's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, phonetically it's close.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many teams playing for a title that still have Carmelo.
Probably not. Man, he's... Oh, where are you going to draft Carmelo next year? If he's still there in the 6th round, would you take him?
The 6th. Someone else, that's not going to be my problem.
Probably, yeah, I hear you. So to a higher end player, is there any way we can make, I don't know, with Durant hurt, is Giannis our number one player next year?
Number one, huh?
Yeah.
Durant's going to be back. I think Durant's going to take it.
Any chance that these D stats are just kind of... Yeah, I mean, they're crazy, the D stats. I mean, he had career-best D stats. I know a lot of people will say, oh, they're a better team, faster pace, they could take more chances, blah, 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 but I don't know.
Yeah, I bet they fall off some.
But you still would take them first, do you think, as of right now?
Probably. I mean, Giannis never did come back with them. I mean, the free throw's been okay. It's tough. All you're losing is threes, right? Threes for some D stats. Yeah, I guess 9 times out of 10, you pretty much take the D stats, don't you? Yeah, you could make the argument, sure.
Yeah. I mean, how about Brow? Is he in the conversation? He's got through the year mostly healthy.
I guess.
You could still argue Harden. Obviously, the turnovers are the big takeaway there. Man, his turnovers are 0.5 higher than Westbrook now. 5.8 to 5.3. And we were yelling at Westbrook forever for the turnovers.
Yeah, sure. They're still not good.
No.
But if you only get a three-game week out of them, I guess you're not punting it, are you?
Yeah. Let's do a real quick, rapid fire. Let's do a top five or six. I'll take Giannis first.
Well, that made it easier. Okay.
Well, you were saying Durant, so you're probably taking him too.
Yeah, I'll take Durant second. Sure.
I think Harden three makes sense.
So it's Brow versus Westbrook is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean,
Towns not really. Yeah, Towns didn't bring the blocks, huh?
Yeah, Towns is at seventh on Basketball Monster. Jimmy
got
Butler.
70 games played out of Brow, huh? So he's going to get up to what? 75, 76, 77?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Wow, you've really come a long way for Brow then.
Well, you know, I just, for a long time I was like, you know, he's young enough to come back from this. He's young enough. Maybe. He can't be too old.
So fifth pick is tough. I think I'll go back to Steph over Kawhi. Kawhi's at 66 games played. Yeah, that's just always going to be an issue.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much of these stats are a little bloated from Durant being down.
Wait, for Kawhi?
No, for Curry.
Are you thinking
Kawhi over Curry?
No, I took Curry over Kawhi.
Okay.
And so you have the sixth pick. Are you going to take Kawhi?
No, I'll probably punt the turnovers and go with Westbrook.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. I'll, as I usually do, put out my my way too early rankings on the last day of the regular season. How many did I do? 50? No, I usually go through 50. I'll do my top 10 and then work through them for like the week after the end of the season. So there's some interesting content for next year. A couple other injuries. Reggie Jackson might be shut down for the rest of the year. Are you adding Ish Smith wherever you can on finals teams?
I mean, it comes down to schedules, but so I know what it is. It's Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday, and that's it. No Saturday, no Sunday.
Well, that's useful.
So, you know, if you need the Thursday, Friday game, that makes sense.
Where are you on Marc Gasol? Do you think he's droppable? He's got a foot sprain.
He missed what? One game? Two games?
I think he's missed two games now, but it's a foot sprain, and the foot thing's what messed him up last year and had all the risk this year.
Man. He's probably on the can't drop list too.
He might be. That's a good point. He's
missed games. If he's missed games, he shouldn't be.
Yeah, he was doubtful going into the last game, and that's never good to see. But
so what are we looking at? He plays Wednesday, Friday. Oh, I'm all off. Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
If he's not playing, if we get news today that he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, if he's not playing against Indy on Wednesday, then I'm dropping him. Mm. Like, the same thing goes for Gordon Hayward.
Yeah,
he has the same schedule.
With his quad.
Yeah, he has the same schedule. And if he doesn't play Wednesday, he's gone.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, now's the time to just make your last moves. The waivers will keep other teams from being able to add him for at least a couple days, and then by the time it's, I think, Friday, you can cut people and your op can't even pick them up. So
more importantly, you got to get those games. You can't wait. There's no, that one game you might get Sunday, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So get your final lineups put together. Obviously, come to the site, ask in your comments, streaming questions, stuff like that. We'll be around through the rest of the week. Slim, good luck to your 250 team. Hopefully I can get a title for one of my RCLs. Man, brutal. Oh, yeah.
The overall RCL is wide open.
Yeah, the team I still have alive was my best regular season one. I think I was tied for 10th. You never know. I might be choosing my own eating contest.
You're going to eat like a green bean.
That'd be hilarious. And put it at like super slow speed.
Yep. Make it last a minute and a half. Sure.
All right, Slim, real quick edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Do you have theme show music?
I didn't even know we had a game.
I said it in the open.
Yeah, I can't multitask like that. That stopped me.
Yeah, I have ADD, so I have to multitask. It's a big difference in our personalities. All right, let's do this quickly. Player A, 19.5 points.
Okay.
7.7 rebounds, 3.4 assists.
Sure. Okay.
One steal, half a block.
One steal, half a block. Okay.
And 1.6 trays.
Okay, that's a lot. More than I would think.
Pretty good all-around player, right?
Sure.
Anything else you want to know?
No. I'm sure this isn't a short amount of time.
Player B, 22.7 points. So you add 3 points. 5.9 rebounds. So you take off roughly 2 rebounds. 2.9 assists. So take off half an assist. 0.9 steals, 0.5 blocks. Roughly the same stocks, but a smidge less.
Okay.
And then 2.1 trays. So a little bit more threes. So you get a tad more scoring, tad more threes, but you get a little bit more rebounds and assists and like an extra steal every other week.
Yeah. Are the percents negligible?
Player A, 46.7% from the field. Player B, 43.6% from the field. But you'd expect that. They're taking more threes, Player B.
Okay. And how big of a sample size?
One is for the season, one is for a sample. That's what I like to do. You know this.
Okay. Yeah, I should probably know who one of them is at least.
Nah, these are kind of tough. All right, one person we mentioned earlier on the show, and
it can't be. Jimmy Butler for the season?
No. Oh, whoa, you shot way too high for these players.
All right, well, I don't know which one's the season.
All right, well, player B is the season, and he's someone you said you're going to
look. He's got a lot more steals than that, too.
Yeah.
This is a low steal, low block guy, shooting some threes. Okay. That's a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, you said earlier on the show, it's someone you're going to let be someone else's problem.
Ah. Yeah, you're asking me to remember way too long in the past.
All right, I'll just end this. Player B is Carmelo Anthony. And then, did you like player A over him?
Sure. I don't like all those points with that field goal percent. Yeah. Sure. It's one of the main things I don't like about him.
Player A is the last 22 games of Dario Saric.
Yeah, see, that's a loaded question.
Of course it is. That's the whole point of this game.
He's going to have that kind of usage next year.
what did you expect was going to come out of this game? An unloaded question?
Yeah, I'm just going to get whoever's going to be like, you know, you asked me two like third round pick guys.
Oh, fine. We'll do that during the off season, okay, Slim?
One of those could have been like Gallinari, probably.
Yeah.
It's about the same range.
Yeah, well, I just found it interesting that Saric is playing at a mellow rate these last. Although Melo's not what he used to be. Well, he's not really that different. He's just getting less rebounds.
Well, he had the one outlier year. Everyone thinks they can get that. It is. I don't even know how old he is. He's 32. That's a guess.
He was born in 84. So
yeah, trying to make you do math.
Oh, I'm not good at math. You're not good at multitasking. I'm not good at math. You know, if we combined forces, we would be one effing genius.
Okay, I'll work on that. Put all of my math and you can multitask it up and figure it out.
Yeah, we're a human supercomputer. All right, that was Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Let's take a look at tonight's games for a 30-point challenge. There are 10 games on the slate, and this is our only challenge this week. We'll have another challenge next week, and maybe one past that, but only a couple more games left. Definitely one next week, but that may be the last one. We'll let you know before we get to that last one next week. Okay, so we got 10 on the slate tonight. Where are we looking here? Taurean Prince against the Sixers. He can do it.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
You sound really convinced.
Absolutely. He could go 15-8 with, two steals and a block and a three. Sure, why not?
That's not 30 points.
Oh. Well, no, it's not.
Warriors at Spurs. Great game at 9:30 Eastern. That should be fun to watch.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Maybe, Miami against New York is some heritage.
Why do you have birds chirping? It's sunset. It's not the morning.
Because it's Florida. Yeah, he's kind of loud.
Yeah, do you have a BB gun available?
Fight down.
Hey, listen to you. No, that's a stubborn motherfucker. Oop, I dropped my F-bomb for the episode. What else we got tonight? Bucks against the Celtics. Bucks playing for their playoff life. The Bucks are above 500? What? When did that happen?
Yeah, the Heat are 3 under. That spot's still up for grabs.
Yeah, they need to win. Oh, the Pistons. That's
something else about streaming. I like to stream guys that the team still has something to play for.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, then you miss out on all those rookies that... Well, I guess rookies have something to play for. Is that what you mean? Like, can that fold into like Sean Long?
No, because the coach could the second unit could be doing okay, and the coach is just like, yeah, we'll see what these guys can do tonight. There's not as much certainty.
Yeah, end of March basketball is
the
always
Heat.
Like that.
The Heat rotation, I'm sure, is one of the smallest. It's got to be 8-9 guys tops right now.
Yeah, that's one of the smaller ones. That is true. Wizards, Clippers. Good game of, three or four seeds in their conferences, but yeah, tough to see them, that being a finals preview.
No, but it's still a good matchup.
Love to see how, if Cauley Stein can slow down Gobert at all. Man, Gobert is ending strong.
Yeah, he's winning leagues. Yeah. Absolutely.
Including your 250.
Got him in my 250, and he cost me in the JB versus Slim.
Man, why could he not have done this last year? That would have been a Draymond Green-esque Razzball call. Because we were like, I think consensus had him at like 30-ish, and I had him 11. Ugh. I mean, he still had a decent enough season. Like, he didn't kill you, but man, if he had, because right now, let me see where he is on Basketball Monster, but.
Oh, man. He's got to be up there. I mean, it's probably 15.
Last I looked, I think he was even higher than that. I think he was like 12. I'm feverishly looking it up. While I look it up, let's take a look at our top 10 scorers. Westbrook, Harden, Isaiah, Brow, DeRozan. Oh, speaking of Brow, did you like my shirt?
Yeah, I would wear that.
No one else commented on it. I thought that was great. Maybe I should have put it on. I should have saved it for like the beginning of next year when we have like 10 times the audience.
Yeah, page hits might be a little low right now.
That's always what happens. At least we have a bird in the audience today.
Yeah. He isn't that close either. I mean, he's allowed. I can't drop an F-bomb, sorry.
I know, we've already hit our quota. Sorry, so Brow, DeRozan, Lillard, Cousins, LeBron, Kawhi, and Durant and Kyrie are tied for 10th. I just have to stick with it. It's going to happen at some frickin' point this year. Stephen Curry is gonna score 30 points for me, damn it.
No, it's just not gonna happen on a like against San Antonio. You gotta go with that matchup. Alright, sure.
Yeah. Why not? It's gonna happen. It has to happen at some point.
It's not gonna happen.
God,
he knows.
Pessimistic Slim. I almost said your real name. Did I give it away that it starts with a different letter?
Yeah, multiple times, but that's okay.
Have I really said your name multiple times on the podcast?
I think you said it. Oh, I give it away. It was in the last couple of podcasts.
Did I really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen. It'll probably accidentally happen on the baseball podcast, too. Yeah, right. Now, all right, so I've got Curry. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking. It's tough. I need to get this. There's only, what, two left? Maybe three, and I'm down by at least that?
You're down by, I think, 1.5. But
you're going to let me press? Yeah, I don't like Paul George against Memphis. I just don't. Didn't Kemba have a good game the other day?
Yeah, he scored 30-some-odd. Another person that killed my RCL team that I thought was going
to
win.
Miami's got to win. I'm going to watch that game. Give me – it's probably not going to happen. Give me Dragic.
Wow. Bold.
Yeah.
The Dragon against the Derrick Rose defense. Eh, I could see it.
Well, someone just had a good game against Rose, so – was that the Schroeder game? Oh, someone had a really good one.
They just played Ish Smith. Ish Smith had a decent game. They just played the Pistons, I believe.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Oh. Yeah, he should do better than that.
Okay. Just to finish this point, Gobert is 18th. He's 18th. Tied with Lillard in value. Otto Porter.
Yeah, we'll have him as one of the top guys at the turn.
Yeah, Otto Porter's above him still. And like...
sure.
His like metrics whoreness knows no bounds. I mean, he's had a good year, but right now Otto Porter is at 13.8 points, 6.6 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 1.5 steals, and 0.5 blocks. Like, what of that is a second round
pick? Yeah, turnovers.
I know, it's turnovers and threes, and he shoots 51.8% while hitting threes.
Yeah, I mean, by itself, I understand why the metrics like it, but when you start throwing in everybody else's numbers, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, 0.6 turnovers. He's the only one. Like, I'm gonna scroll until I find someone that has the next highest in per game set. That's is number 87, Josh Huestis, because in one game he had no turnovers.
Okay, yeah, there aren't too many of those, I guess.
He's the only person in the top 100 that has a turnover value as good as Otto Porter's. Next one's Nick Young at 107, who also has 0.6 turnovers a game.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Turner, what do they have him at? They have him in the 20s. He's at 1.3 turnovers.
Yeah.
He's kind of in a similar situation, except for the big block.
Yeah, but he gets 2 blocks a game. That makes a huge difference. Plus, he scores more, even though he's been cold lately.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's better, but 1.3 turnovers, that's twice as many.
Yeah, for sure. So yesterday, my stubble was great. It had been maybe like 5 days since I shaved Slim, and I did the full hairy shave. Oh my god, the shaving cream they give you, the aftershave balm, and the wife was rubbing my face. It was a good experience. I think I lost Slim on that. I think Slim thought that I was trying to hit on him a little bit.
So if anyone's wondering what that bird is, it's a cardinal, by the way.
All right, you need to check out Harry's shaving today. It is awesome. It's the closest shave I've ever gotten. It's smooth. It's comfortable. It's awesome. When you try Harry's out, you're going to get 5 German engineer blades, a lubricating strip, a flex hinge for a comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for the hard-to-reach places with a weighted ergonomic handle. It's the best razor I've ever gotten, and their shave kit is awesome. And they're so confident in the quality of their blades and their product that they want you to try their trial set for free. That's right. Get the best shave you've ever gotten for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice, a 5 cartridge blade, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. So much shaving and shaving gel. I'm saying shine up. All you got to do is play the schmall fee for shipping. So to redeem your free offer, go to harrys.com/RazNBA. That's right. Free razor kit. harrys.com/RazNBA. All right, so then we're going to wrap up our week quickly at the movies. Have you watched anything the past couple days here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's we got season finale of Walking Dead coming up next week. Looking forward to that.
I'm so behind. Is the tiger still alive?
Alive? Yeah, sure.
I guess that would be a spoiler. We wouldn't want to give away, would we?
No, come on. Everyone's still alive.
I really hope the tiger eats Negan.
That would be good. All right. All right.
And
there's probably a place in Vegas you can bet on how he's going to die.
Oh, that would be awesome. Like odds makers of how characters die. Maybe Rick hits him with the bat or eaten by the tiger.
Sure.
Or just like Carol shoots him.
Carl could do something. It's completely possible.
Carl needs to do something interesting pretty
soon.
Man
up, sure.
Yeah, man up, Carl. Damn it.
You've had it too easy for far too long.
I've listened to the first two episodes of S-Town, the new serial podcast that came out. I think it came out today. Came out recently. I listened to one at work and one on the drive home. It was really freaking good.
Yeah, that's pretty popular podcast right there.
Did you listen to the serial one? Did I have you listen to that?
No, I didn't. My mom listened to it. She really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Well, tell your mom about S-Town. It's good. The first episode, I was like, I don't really know what this is going. By the end of the second episode, I'm like, wow, mind blown.
Okay. Yeah.
It was good. We got to help our podcast brethren out.
I see why someone who multitasks so much likes that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I mean I can work while listening to a podcast, and
yeah, you can actually focus on. See, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I have to like stare at a wall and listen.
Yeah, and then obviously the drive home. I listen to a ton of podcasts. I listen to three or four different sports ones, and now this on my horrific commute home. It's awful. But
yeah. Oh, it's getting better once. Once some of these Northerners go north, it'll get better.
Yeah, well, wait, but then you... Oh, I guess they don't hang around during... Do they come down in the summer?
No.
They're like, fuck that, it's too hot. Damn it, no! I have to put R-rated on this episode now. No!
All right. I mean, you could bleep it.
Yeah, that's too much work. That sounds like work that I don't want to do. It's finals week. It's the end of the season, Slim. I don't want to do any more work. I'm ready for the season to be over. Because you know what? I'm already giddy thinking about 2017-18. I honestly am more excited about next season than I am about my last finals team. My last week was so bad.
I'm ready to start some draft prep.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. Oh, and then we got NBA draft that's going to be coming soon. That's always a fun part of our year. And yeah. Then all the ranks, obviously, and all that good stuff. So keep up with us, basketball.razzball.com. We'll help you through the rest of the season and get you ready and excited for next year. Slim, have a good rest of your week. I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir.